Buying a car can be stressful, especially a used car. NPR's Frank Langford has been reporting on the streets of Shanghai by driving around giving free taxi rides. When he went taxi shopping in China, the cars were surprisingly pricey, and the used car salesman? That turned into a story, too. Here's Frank.
I've been renting a Camry to give free rides around town for my series about real life in China, but the monthly fees were killing me. So I decided to buy from a reputable used car dealership. My salesman, a fresh college grad, introduced himself like this.
I'm Beer. English name is Beer.
B-E-R.
Yeah.
Beer switches to Mandarin to explain his novel choice of name.
我喜欢这种饮料，然后原来过去叫B-I-L-L.
I like this drink. My old English name was B-I-L-L. I like to drink beer in big gulps. When I drink with friends, we drink crazily. 7 to 8 bottles each.
7 to 8 beers at a time?
对，有空我们一起。
Yep. Most salesmen would never admit to such heavy drinking, but Beer is not your typical salesman. His last name is Ma, which means horse in Mandarin, so I took to calling him Beer Horse. Beer Horse also has an unusual way of establishing a connection with customers. He's now putting his hand on my knee. Then he ran his hand down my back. I brought along my assistant, Yang. Was that weird that he put his hand on my knee?
Yes.
No Chinese man's done that to me before. I don't know why I did that. Beer Horse is new to Shanghai. He's the son of farmers from neighboring Anhui province. Perhaps he thinks this is a way to establish intimacy with Western customers. Beer Horse offers me his company's standard deal. I pay a deposit of 3,000 kuai, or renminbi, about 500 bucks U.S., and he'll track down a car that fits my specifications. But China's business culture is notoriously shifty. Predictably, we begin arguing over the contract. He says I have just 3 days to accept the car he finds, or the company keeps my deposit. I asked for 3 to 5 days, but the 5 he writes looks like a 3. Is that clear? Let's make sure that 5 is clear.
I'll draw the 5, okay?
Sign your name.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna draw this.
Here.
I know. Wow, this is such high pressure. Holy cow. This is so interesting. I have not been this pressured ever buying a car in the States.
I pay my deposit and turn to Yang.
Well, I guess we'll just hope for the best, huh?
Yes.
I hope I didn't lose 3,000 kuai.
While I was at the dealership, Beer Horse did show me a 2012 Camry for $31,000. I was stunned. So I decided to go to this year's Shanghai Auto Show to talk with John Zeng. John works at LMC Automotive, a market research company. I asked him why cars cost so much more in China than in the States.
We are talking about 30 to 40% more expensive in China. If you look at a Camry, Chinese consumer are paying much more tax than the consumer in the U.S.
John says that includes a 17% value-added tax, which companies pass on to new and used car buyers.
That seems so unfair, given that Chinese make a small percentage of what Americans make.
I think government still think that cars still luxury stuff, not, say, daily life necessary stuff. So whoever can afford a car, they are rich people. You should pay more tax.
After a couple of weeks, Beer Horse finds me another 2012 Camry. We go to a sister dealership to take a look. The price, 29 grand. I ask if I can bargain. An Abbott and Costello routine follows.
Haggle price, sir.
Haggle price or no haggle price?
Haggle price.
Sensing a language barrier, I switch to Mandarin and ask if the price is negotiable. Beer Horse says no.
Okay, that's no haggle price.
您刹车踩住。
I step into the car for a test drive, but Beer Horse says I have to put more money down.
10% deposit for a test drive?
Hey.
Beer says that's to keep out the riffraff.
We want to protect the car, the vehicle. You know, some cars such as Lamborghini, Porsche.
But this isn't a Lamborghini or a Porsche.
No. Yeah, we know. But we need to protect it. Protect it.
After the test drive comes the hard sell, like you've never seen. Beer Horse turns, looks me in the eye, and says, hey, mate. Don't let me down.
I've never had a 26-year-old put his hand on my shoulder and say, don't disappoint me.
Beer says I look like I can afford the car and keeps pushing me to buy. Now.
I want to go. I'm feeling really uncomfortable. Just the pressure's too much.
He follows Yang and me outside and asks to ride in our cab so he can make his way back to his office. Inside the taxi, he changes tactics. Bjorn says he hasn't had breakfast and asks for food. He adds that he's only sold two cars in the last month and is afraid he'll be fired.
I called my dad last night and told him I'm under a lot of pressure in my job. After paying rent and food, I probably have no money left. I worry I maybe not even be able to pay the rent. Maybe next time you see me, I'll be homeless, living on the street.
We leave the cab and part ways. Back in the office, Yang says he saw Bir do something I missed.
We were standing there at the crossroad waiting for a taxi. I saw him turn around and shed some tears. He was really disappointed and I felt sorry for him.
Yang thinks Bir lacks tact because he's just in from the countryside.
He just graduated from college and he's from this rural village. So he lacks certain techniques to deal with people.
In the end, I decided to buy a new car from a licensed dealer. I couldn't trust Bir or take the high-pressure tactics. I returned to the used car dealership, got my deposit back, and asked the manager how many cars Bir had been selling. 6 to 8 a month, he said, not the 2 Bir claimed. The manager said Bir was doing fine and not about to lose his job. Bir Horse is one of millions of migrants who've moved to Shanghai in hopes of making it. But he's a particular breed, the hustler, a creature of the country's slippery business culture, trying to find a foothold in this cosmopolitan city and willing to say almost anything to get ahead. Frank Langford, NPR News, Shanghai.